On this episode of the Internet Book Promotion Podcast, we'll discuss some basic principles related to finding your ideal book readers online. Do you know who they are? Do you know where to find them? And who do you think you are? That and more on this episode. Stay tuned. Hello and welcome to episode 5 of the podcast. Thanks for listening. This is Bob Baker, your host. Before I jump into this episode's topic, I want to encourage you to download a free copy of a special report that I've made available for you. It's called Self-Publishing Confidential, filled with some great tips on self-publishing and on book promotion and so on. You can get that at the website where this podcast is hosted. In case you're not there on the page now, just go to fulltimeauthor.com. It's all one word. And in the right-hand corner or column of each page, you will see an image and text that you can click on that will take you to the page where you can sign up for that. As I've done with a lot of episodes of the podcast, I'm going to be reading some little sections of my book that's called 55 Ways to Promote and Sell Your Book on the Internet. And the way I usually do these things is I'll read the text from the book, but I'll quite often embellish and add things and sort of wrap things up with some commentary at the end. So it sort of shines a little more light on the what's exactly verbatim from the book. And so this is all about finding your ideal book readers online and just a basic principle surrounding this in case you're new to this internet marketing thing or just book marketing in general, or even if you've been doing it for a while. I think covering some of these topics are going to be very helpful for you. So this is a little section early on in the book that actually is titled Think Narrow, Not Wide. And here we go. It's a big world out there, especially on the internet. The number of internet users worldwide now exceeds 2 billion people. That's right, billion with a B. And more than 270 million of those users are in North America alone. So it's intimidating to think about connecting with all of those people. No wonder so many authors get frustrated and feel overwhelmed when it comes to promoting themselves online. But have no fear. You don't have to reach all those people. You don't even have to reach all book lovers online. Because if you try, you'll never reach your goals, and you will curse me and anyone who's ever been associated with the internet, including Al Gore. Here's a key insight. To successfully promote your book, you need to start a relationship with only a small sliver of the total number of people online. So think about these numbers. If you could reach just 1/100th of 1% of those 2 billion people, you'd have 200,000 potential buyers and fans. That's a lot of people. We think about that. 1/100th of 1%. Just that little tiny fraction equals 200,000 people, which is plenty to support you in your career as an author. I consider my own position in the book publishing world. I am not a best-selling author in the traditional New York Times bestseller list mode of defining success. I am not a household name, far from it. Most people have never heard of me and never will. I'm not famous by all the old standards, but I am fairly well known to a select group of people, primarily independent musicians. As you may or may not know, I've been writing, speaking, publishing books on, and teaching about music marketing for around 20 years now, so I've been at this a long time. And as of the time I'm recording this, I have more than like 15,000 people in my database. This is a combination of paying customers, as well as people who subscribe to various free email lists that I have. Now, among these people, you'll find everything from just casual readers to hardcore fans. So those numbers aren't staggering by industry standards, but they are plenty big enough to allow me to make a good living doing something that I love. And so I have a feeling you might aspire to do something similar, or at least maybe to make a little extra money, or simply just to make a difference, which requires you to reach a lot of people to do that. So here's the bottom line. Don't try to be all things to all people. Don't attempt to reach a wide section of the online population. It's not all about the huge numbers. Your objective is to focus your limited time, your limited energy on the websites, the social networks, and the online destinations where the people most likely to be attracted to your book hang out. And that's it. See, a lot of people, when they go to market something, whether it's a book or a music album or whatever, they think of marketing as simply standing there and waving their arms, screaming, trying to get people's attention. Hey, look at me. I've got this new thing out. I want you to buy it. You should have this. You need this. And so that's sort of a knee-jerk reaction that people have, but that's actually the least effective way to get the word out about what you do. It's not about screaming and interrupting people and jarring them out of their comfort zone so they'll pay attention to you. It's about delivering relevant things to people who are predisposed to like you and the subject that you write about. There's a word that I use there that I want to emphasize. It's really crucial. It's one I've been talking about a lot in recent years. I've used the word predisposed. This is a group of people who are most likely to enjoy the topic that you write about, whether what you write about is gardening or fiction or paranormal romance or whatever it is. They are already predisposed. There's something about them, either their age, their gender, where they live, what they do for a living, their socioeconomic makeup. There's something about them, authors that they already enjoy reading. Some of these characteristics make them predisposed to like you. And so when you approach them in ways that are relevant and helpful, not screaming and shouting and getting their attention, that's how you really excel at making a connection with readers, gaining wider exposure, notoriety, being known for something by a growing number of people. And all of that leads eventually to book sales, which allows you to make money and to make more of a difference. So I'm going to leave it at that for now. This is a huge topic, and in future episodes, I will get into some of the nitty-gritty and some of the specific tactics that you can use to find these people and communicate with them in effective ways. Also on my blog, the Full-Time Author blog, also at fulltimeauthor.com, I've already covered a lot of these topics in posts over the years, and so I encourage you to go through that archive. But in the meantime, stay focused on who you are, the message that you have to give, and figuring out who is that little sliver of the population, who is that little slice of humanity that you can serve with this important message, the story that you have, this information that is going to improve their lives. Stay focused on that, and you'll find yourself being a much more successful author. Thanks a lot for listening. This is Bob Baker. Have a great day. Have a great week. So long for now.